In New York today, the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis, and Malaria announced the recipients of $616 million in funding. The Global Fund is an independent agency that was set up by the United Nations a year ago. It was created in response to a call by Secretary General Kofi Annan for a war chest to fight killer diseases. Though contributions lag, the fund's board members hope that promising projects will spur donors to do better. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
Countries had about 3 months to come up with detailed plans for how they would spend the money they requested. The Global Fund to Fight AIDS, TB, and Malaria received 300 proposals asking for $5 billion, and out of those chose 40. Contributions ranged from $260,000 for the control of tuberculosis in Panama to Malawi receiving the biggest award, nearly $300 million, to fight HIV and AIDS. Ukraine came in somewhere in the middle.
I feel very good. I'm happy.
Andrei Klepikov is the country director of a non-governmental organization called the HIV-AIDS Alliance. He says they got what they asked for, $92 million.
The problem here and the epidemic here was recognized as a big problem.
Klepikov says that it's estimated that over 400,000 people in the Ukraine may be infected with HIV. Most of them are injecting drug users, and only 20 in the whole country, 20 people infected with HIV, receive treatment.
Within these funds, 1,000 to maximum 3,000 could be offered appropriate treatment. It's not only about just treatments. We are planning to establish 6 hospices and pay special attention for mother-to-child transmission and treatment for children.
More than half of the proposals came from countries in Africa. The death and devastation caused by the HIV and AIDS epidemic there was the impetus for the fund, and it's reflected in the fund's choices. 60% of the projects funded were for AIDS. But in these countries, just as many often die of malaria and tuberculosis, so there's money that would go to the purchase of bed nets, to build laboratories, market condoms, and conduct education and prevention campaigns. Although the fund is devoting 45% to 60% for drugs and treatment, activists like Paul Davis of the Health Gap Coalition is worried that the fund has lost sight of its mission.
Until the Global Fund gives people medicine, it will not have fulfilled its mission. And until wealthy countries stop putting impoverished nations in a vice to shrink the sizes of their applications, the mission of the fund will be to be trade.
The more than $600 million being dispersed in this first round will cover 2 years. After that, projects would be subjected to a review. Along the way, countries that fail to qualify this time are expected to be added to the list. At the end of 2 years, funding of existing programs might be extended if they had lived up to their promise. But that depends on whether developed countries fulfill the $1.9 billion in pledges. Hernan Rosenberg, who managed the review of the proposals, says a number of factors were taken into consideration.
Yes, treatment is important, but we're looking for a balanced approach here. Not every proposal has to be balanced in the sense of having treatment and promotion and prevention, but we are looking that the country present to us that if they're looking for some particular component, either preventive or treatment, that we want to be reasonably sure that somewhere in the country the rest is also being done.
Fund, he says, was looking for projects that were innovative, provided some indication that different sectors in a country, community groups, private companies, and the government were involved and could work together. A director for the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, TB, and Malaria was also named today. He's Dr. Richard Feachum, the director of the University of California's Global Institute for Health and a former World Bank official. Brenda Wilson, NPR News, Washington.